This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday during a trip to Poland that Ukrainian troops could pull out of Bakhmut if they were at risk of being cut off. Ukrainian military commanders have stressed the importance of holding Bakhmut and other cities prior to an anticipated counteroffensive. Reuters correspondent Emma J. Lee reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that Ukrainian troops were still fighting for Bakhmut but could pull out if they risked being cut off.
For me, the most important is not to lose our soldiers. And of course, if there is a moment of even hotter events and the danger we could lose our personnel because of encirclement, of course, the corresponding correct decisions will be taken by generals there.
Zelensky appeared to be referring to the idea of withdrawing. Ukrainian military commanders have stressed the importance of holding Bakhmut and other cities prior to an anticipated counteroffensive in the coming weeks or months.
That was Emma J. Lee reporting for Reuters. North Korea on Thursday accused the U.S. and South Korea of escalating tensions to the brink of nuclear war through their joint military drills involving American strategic assets. State-run news agency KCNA said Pyongyang vows to respond with offensive action. U.S. and South Korean forces have been conducting a series of annual springtime exercises since March, including air and sea drills involving a U.S. aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers, and their first large-scale amphibious landing drills in 5 years. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday that the large bipartisan gathering of U.S. politicians who met with her at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California on Wednesday showed that Taipei is not isolated in the face of Chinese anger. This is VOA News. Tsai met with the U.S. lawmakers and reporters on the sidelines of a meeting with Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy. The meeting took place despite threats of retaliation from Beijing, which claims self-ruled Taiwan has its own territory and has promised to bring the island under its control, even by force. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson quickly denounced the meeting, accusing the U.S. of colluding with separatists seeking Taiwan independence. Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in force before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has the story.
An Israeli police raid on Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque has sparked fury among Palestinians and condemnation across the Arab world, as well as cross-border strikes in Gaza and fears of yet another escalation. Witnesses said police beat worshippers and fired rubber-tipped bullets before dawn on Wednesday. The clashes come during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when it's common for crowds to spend the night at the mosque, and also on the eve of the Jewish Passover. Under a long-standing status quo arrangement governing the area, only Muslims are allowed to worship at Al-Aqsa. But Jewish visitors have increasingly prayed more or less openly at the compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. At least 9 rockets were fired from Gaza overnight, prompting Israeli airstrikes on what it said were Hamas weapons production sites. Witnesses says Israeli tanks also shelled Hamas positions along the border fence in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. A spokesman for Hamas said the Palestinians would not let the incident pass. And Britain on Wednesday announced plans to house around 500 asylum seekers on a barge as the government seeks cost-cutting measures and deterrence for arrivals crossing the channel. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Following his pledge to stop the small boats used by tens of thousands of migrants each year to make the treacherous trip, Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the barge would save money and reduce pressure on hotels. The Conservative government has already put forth a plan to outlaw asylum claims by all illegal arrivals and transfer them to what they call safe third countries, such as Rwanda. But charity group Refugee Council said the barge will be, quote, completely inadequate for vulnerable people who have come to our country in search of safety.
That was VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.